You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Peckham in southeast London is now a cycling mecca. It has two professional riders who are hoping to compete at the Rio Olympics. The district seems an unlikely place to house a burgeoning cycling fraternity, but a new BMX track seems to be getting a lot of children off the streets and into racing. Seema Kotecha reports.
Across the street from Aylesbury Council Estate is Burgess Park. From the entrance, you can see what look like sand dunes. Walk a bit closer and it's actually an outdoor BMX track. It was built just 2 years ago and is now a popular spot for many of the children off the estate.
Big Lenny and little Lenny, so whichever works.
Hi there, I'm from the BBC.
Lenny is 11 and wants to be a professional BMX racer.
Well, it's quite a fun sport. It's just about riding, having fun and enjoying yourself.
How has it changed your life?
Well, I used to be normally like always playing out, getting in trouble. And now I'm here, so I've got something to do rather than be on the streets.
What are you doing there?
Just spinning my wheel.
Just spinning the back of your wheel?
Yeah.
BMX racing only became an Olympic sport in 2008. Ever since, a growing number of outdoor and indoor tracks have popped up across the country. They're hundreds of metres long and usually have a large starting ramp.
What we've been talking about.
Nigel White helped to run the club here. Do you think something like this can actually pull people away from the estates, from a life of crime, into sport?
Yes, it can give you a focus, a really good focus. Like Tuesdays, they know they have to be here at 6 o'clock, ready to do their sprints, helmet, equipment. So, you know, that can lead into preparing yourself for school, stuff like that.
Watch goes inside. Oh,
Connor came out good. Sam, not so great.
And he's in the middle. Outside, he's got a great start.
The UCI BMX World Championships in Rotterdam last year. Bikes normally have 20-inch wheels and light aluminium frames. The challenge is to go as fast as you can, but to not fall off as you manoeuvre around the course. At the indoor velodrome in Manchester, one of only several in the world, I meet 21-year-old Trey White, Nigel White's son. The Peckham-born rider won bronze at the championships and is tipped to be a hit at the Olympics next year. He says if you're an angry kid, riding your bike can help you feel better.
It's just you and your bike, and it's quite nice. Especially when you learn to jump and get all the skills dialed, then you can just go and it kind of feels like you're flying. It's just nice, like you're just going as fast as you can on your bike and you're jumping in the air, and if it's good weather as well, then it always helps.
Wow, dramatic final there. Sam Willoughby takes the gold medal. Trey White from Great Britain there with the bronze. Insane. What an incredible final.
But racers complain about the sport's lack of popularity in comparison to the likes of football and cricket. They say the media must pay more attention to them. With a growing number of children getting involved, they believe it can change more lives. And all you need, they say, is a bike. 18-year-old Quillen Isidore is also a professional racer.
I think as a kid, I was a bit troublesome. I needed a focus to like keep me from doing silly things. And BMX just taught me that and just gave me discipline and gave me a focus in life, and just I'm able to apply that to everything else now.
Get up, get smart, back on that bike.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.